Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call, in case you missed it.
One of my favorite TV shows growing up that I used to watch with my mom all the time was Unsolved Mysteries. And of course, back in the late 80s, early 90s, super creepy. The host, Robert Stack, he just had this deep voice and this creepy music. Well, they've brought it back. It's now a six-episode series on Netflix. And I think one of the things that is interesting about this is, first of all, this isn't like a regular series on Netflix where at the end they tell you what happened to everybody involved. That's why this is called Unsolved Mysteries. They have no explanation of any of these stories, and they're hoping that people watching the series can provide some sort of tips into solving them.
The show Solved Mysteries just doesn't have the same ring.
Right. Now, the original series, they would do updates sometimes at the end, like, years later.
Oh, that's right.
If they did solve it, they would say, after this episode aired, they were able to track down the suspect or whatever it is. They're hoping that they can get the same traction with some of these episodes from the new reboot of Unsolved Mysteries on Netflix. Now, if you haven't seen it, a spoiler alert, we're going to talk about some of the stories featured. But if you have seen it, what bothers me is it's only six episodes.
That's it.
That's all we get right now. But there were two stories that were featured in the series. The first one was about a guy that went to a party in Topeka, Kansas, went with a bunch of friends. Throughout the course of the night, a bunch of the friends left the party and left him there. And then he never came home. He never showed up back, at his house. So the next day, his family called the police and said, hey, our son is missing. We can't find him. And they unfortunately found him dead, in a creek not too far from the house party that they left him at.
Well, he was the only black person at the party, too.
Right.
That was important.
Right. So it was announced yesterday that the body of Alonzo Brooks, who is featured in this story, has been exhumed. And they're trying to find more evidence on what might have happened, because he was at this party with a bunch of friends. And then when his friends left, he was with a bunch of people he really didn't know. And then when they found him the next day, no one had any answers of how he ended up where he did. So the fact that they're bringing this story to light and providing more information to this, I think is just super interesting.
Mm-hmm. Now, does anybody have... It is mind-blowing to me that after so many years, you could exhume a body and still get evidence. How much evidence could there possibly be at this point?
You can probably still look at a body that's been exhumed and probably find cause of death, or at least find out,
But wasn't he shot?
But maybe something happened to him before he was shot. Or after. I don't know. I mean, they keep turning down my application to be a forensic pathologist.
I say approved.
Well, this story.
Oh, thank you.
This story specifically happened in 2004, and when they did the autopsy, they had no cause of death. They couldn't figure out why he died. So
they couldn't.
Yeah. So that's why it's a big part of this mystery.
Maybe I'm confusing some of the Unsolved Mystery episodes then. I thought that he'd been shot.
Well,
you're telling me he just showed up dead?
Yeah. See what I mean? That's why this kind of qualifies as an unsolved mystery in a lot of these cold case files.
And not only that, but also there's an episode that's entirely in French. It's basically watching a foreign film. And it's about this guy named Xavier Dupont de Ligonnès. He murdered his whole family.
Beautiful family.
Beautiful family, and then disappeared, and no one ever found him. And there's an update in that story, too, where they arrested somebody who might be this guy.
Oh, wow. I didn't hear they arrested him.
Yeah, I mean, how crazy is... We need more episodes. Netflix, you are now a superhero. You're basically a crime fighter by financing these projects. Yeah. Robert Stack would be so proud of you. We need more episodes.
Who is that?
That was the old host of Unsolved Mystery. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, they put a really creepy ghost image of him in the opening credits.
Oh, my God. I saw that. And I was like, I mean, listen, the whole thing, all these stories. There's one story about alien abduction where like a whole town.
Yeah, that was too much for me.
Like a whole town was abducted by aliens one night back in the late 60s. Like, you know.
How about the story about the guy who fell through the roof of a garage? And the only way it seems like that was possible was for him to be dropped from a helicopter.
Heaven. Yeah. That one, I think, is one of the weirdest ones. The alien abduction one, I mean, listen, it's Unsolved Mysteries. When I was a kid, the aliens and the ghost ones were always my favorite. But, I mean, as an adult, it's like, okay, these are probably nonsense. But the guy who fell into the hole, if you haven't watched this show...
You gotta watch it. It's the very first one. Now, if you are somebody who's, I mean, tragically lost a loved one and their death is unsolved, and you weren't able to get him onto Unsolved Mysteries, you're pissed when you see these cold cases being reopened, right?
You're pissed?
Yeah. Like, if your loved one's case goes cold. But for some reason, it wasn't a juicy enough story to go on Unsolved Mysteries. And then because of a TV show, you know, the cops are like, you know what, let's look into this again.
I mean, you do is you got to juice your story up and sell it to Netflix. And I do feel bad for that. But this is where you've got to find somebody like me that could find a way to, like, razzle-dazzle the murder of your relative up, so that Netflix would do it. And you find the sexiest pictures you possibly can of them, you know, show them to Netflix. Maybe don't come up with fake stuff, but maybe you try to conspiracy theory stuff that's not really conspiracy theory. Like,
right. Okay, so would you
like
say...
my brother was murdered and he had a MacBook. So what does that mean?
Right, right.
And then a Netflix executive would go, it probably doesn't mean anything. It means he bought a Netflix. Or does it?
Right. Or the day before, he went in a ball pit at a play place. What does that mean?
So are you saying, Gavin, that while we are alive, we should all be taking sexier photos just in case?
Absolutely.
Give our families something to work with.
Absolutely. Just in case we're murdered and it's never solved. Yes.
Because no one wants to see a terrible picture of themselves on TV.
And frankly, I don't want that for myself either.
Right. I mean, out of the four of us on the show, the good news is, Katie, that if you ever get murdered and it goes unsolved, we have many pictures of you looking very good. So it's like,
that's
don't
only
worry.
Because I photograph better than I actually look.
Whatever gets us on Netflix,
hey,
baby.
Hey, I get it, baby. I get it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.